Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Now, do you have a gas hob? Well, if you do, the advice is to check it now. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission says that there are hundreds of gas hobs in homes across Ireland that are fitted with a faulty elbow joint. They're renewing a warning issued first last year that these joints can crack, causing leaks and even explosions. We've been speaking to Gráinne Griffin, who's Director of Communications at the CCPC. I started by asking her what the issue is.
The issue is that there are hundreds of gas hobs in consumer homes in Ireland and they have a faulty part in them. And this came to light last summer when it emerged that a part that had been used by lots of different manufacturers of gas hobs around the world was faulty. And it's a little elbow joint that brings the gas into the hob and it can crack. And as everybody I'm sure listening is aware, when you have a gas leak, it raises up the most huge risk to consumers at home and everything from, you know, explosions, burns, poisoning, all sorts of harms are there in terms of consumers and gas leaks. So it's really, really important that anybody who has a gas hob just takes a moment to find out, is their hob affected by this faulty part? And if it is, not to use it and to contact the manufacturer immediately and they will arrange for a replacement free of charge.
So which models are affected by this?
So there's quite a number, because a number of different manufacturers. So there's Belling, Electric-Q, Cook & Lewis, Capel, Russell Hobbs and Comfy. But there's a full list on our website at ccpc.ie, along with the phone numbers and contact details of every single company affected.
And how far back does this go, Gráinne?
So this came to light in last summer, and both the ccpc.ie and all of the companies affected have been doing work since then to try and reach all of the different consumers. Thankfully, we're not aware of any serious incidences arising from the fault in Ireland, but there have been some very serious incidences in other parts of the world, including the UK, where there were explosions and injuries as a result of this faulty part. And so at this stage in the process, we know that every single consumer who left their contact details with a manufacturer, you know, perhaps they registered for a guarantee or something like that, and so their details were available, all of those consumers have been contacted directly. But there are many consumers out there who maybe no longer use that email address, or perhaps they just went into a store to purchase a gas hob and didn't leave any contact details. And those consumers have these gas hobs in their home. They are potentially extremely dangerous. These little elbow joints, this part can fracture at any point. It can cause a gas leak. Mm. It can cause a gas explosion. So we'd really encourage every consumer out there to check their hob, see it as it affected, and if it is, stop using it immediately.
And the particular focus is on hobs which were manufactured since 2019.
Yes, all of these hobs have been manufactured since 2019. There's been five different brands affected. And so if you've bought your hob in the last couple of years, you could be affected. And we would encourage you to visit ccpc.ie to see if you need to stop using it immediately.
So just to be clear about this, what you're saying is to consumers who have purchased one of these hobs and they're listed on your website, you've just mentioned them. But for those who've purchased one of these hobs since 2019, to go back to the shop that you bought it from to get it checked out.
Yeah, you can. You don't even need to go back to the shop. There is a list of phone numbers on our website. You can just pick up the phone, give them a call, notify them that you have one of these hobs in your house, and they will arrange for someone to come out and replace the faulty part.
Right. And it's that simple. It's just this one little part, and once that's replaced, then the hob is safe.
Yeah, one tiny little part. The rest of the hob works absolutely perfectly, but it is extremely serious and it's very, very important that consumers take action.
Right. Just on a completely separate matter, Gráinne, you've also issued a recall today in relation to, and there's quite a significant number of these, little colourful soft toys that people might be familiar with. They're often in these claw machines, which people might have come across. And you've a specific focus on, I think it's three different play centres in Munster.
That's right. There's three different play centres in Cork and in Kerry where you have these kind of claw machines where you put your money in and you're guaranteed to win a prize. And these toys, very, very small toys that were in these machines, they don't have CE marks and they can potentially present a risk to children. That means they haven't been tested to make sure that they don't have detachable parts, all those different safety checks that are very important to do with all toy products. 15,000 of them have been recalled. So if consumers have visited those kind of soft toy centres in the Cork or Kerry area, we would encourage them to check our website to see if they need to dispose of the product.
Yeah, and specifically three centres: Premier Play Ireland Limited in Tralee, Monkey Maze in Glanmire, Little Rascals in Mallow in County Cork.
Exactly. And I would say as well, with this one, a consumer did bring this issue to our attention. And so we would like to encourage all consumers, if they ever come across any form of product where they think, look, there might be an issue here, I'm not sure this meets regulations, please do contact us, because our teams can take action, check it out, and potentially get it recalled, in the, like in this case.